Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for being here. I thank you for every person. Lord, I thank you for the communion message. I thank you for the worship. I just thank you for people that are just wanting more of you. And I just say, Holy Spirit, just do what you want to do today and fill us even more. Just fill us to overflowing. We're hungry for his presence. We want more of him. Desperate for you, Lord. And I want you to take a deep breath, more of Holy Spirit. I love what Nikki did in worship, where I just got so drunk in the anointing. When we stop still and let the Holy Spirit come and fill us to overflowing, that was just beautiful. You know, we need more. We go so fast and we go here, there and everywhere, but to stop still. You know, and Roland was saying how the revival that he sees more than anything is not in the church and with the missionaries that come. He said it's with the children on the dump. And he says revival comes and healing comes. And he says he sees them just come, the Holy Spirit, and you can see their faces change. And then they love one another. They reach out to one another. They just feel to overflowing, having visions of heaven. And this is what I feel, you know, we've played church for so long, but we don't have to do that anymore. We have to be real. And, you know, I'm just so grateful, you know, for what God has done with this church and given us here. It's just so amazing. You know, the enemy came and robbed it, and then God has given it back to us to be a place where the Holy Spirit can come. It's wonderful, isn't it? When you look around, does it still bless you? Come in here and I get blessed. Get blessed. You know, all these seats are going to be filled. You know, you're not being able to sit. You're going to get under the anointing of God and his presence. Wow. Clive and I have been away for a week. And, you know, I just, every opportunity I can, I realize, you know, I believe the Lord's return is coming. I believe God is preparing us at this time, you know, and I'm actually going to speak a bit on eternity, because what we do now is so precious to God, so precious to him. And while we're away, it's like, I love, God just puts people beside me, and Clive saw it. He sees what God does. He places people beside me that I'm able to share about the gospel. I'm able to share my heart, able to share what God is doing, able to pray for people. I went into a shop. The lady got prayed for, touched. She's got my card. She said, I'm coming to your church. And I'm going, God, this is so amazing. Wherever we go, we can touch people around us and beside us. It's happening. People are honest. More open to the things of God now. When you share, they want to hear. They want to be touched. They want the anointing. They've done everything else. They've tried everything else. And it's like people are just saying, and we were in a lovely little place in Tauranga, and this guy said, I knew you were a pastor. There was something about you. And I'm thinking, I wonder why he said that, but I just believe he's seen people that have the anointing, you know, and it's only, we've got to get filled with it. You know, I can't go out there and be empty and just criticized or done something and sit beside somebody and expect to talk about the Lord. I have to be filled. I have to be in worship. I have to be, you know, and as I go to Chartwell or wherever I'm going, it's to get in the anointing, to get into the Spirit. Who can I touch today? Who can I sit by today? Who are you going to give me today that I can share what you have on my heart for? Who can I pray for today? Who needs healing today? Lord, I'm just open for what you want to do. And I just believe we're in this time right now where God wants to anoint us so powerfully that it just, I love what Robin said, that it just overflows. Love just comes out of our mouth. We can't, you know, it's like love comes out, because if we've been in the love of Jesus, if we've met with him, the only thing that can come out is not criticism or encouraging or swearing, it's the love of God. And I just love it when he does that. And I'm thinking, when I'm filled, I have to give out. And then I go and he fills me up some more. And I say, Lord, I need more, you know, because sometimes you get drained. But then he fills you up and fills you up. And this is the time we're in. Please get excited about it. Some of you have got some long faces. And it's like, God wants to move. I just feel he wants to do something right now. He's just, ooh, hallelujah. Just stand. Let him just come and fill you. If you just say, Lord, I am hungry. And I want to be used for you. And I want to prophesy. I want to pray for the sick. I want to see the dead raised. Do you really? Yes. Yes, you really mean that? I want to see the dead raised. I want demons to flee at the mighty name of Jesus. I want to share my Jesus to everybody. That they may come to know him. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit, just to come now. Just come and fill. If you believe it, he'll come and fill you. Just breathe him in and say, God, I really want to be touched. I don't want to be the same. I want to change. I want to change. I want to change. I want to be like you. And I just want to just take up the cross and follow you. I don't usually do this at the beginning of a service, but let's say, I want to take up the cross and follow you. Lord, I have missed it sometimes, but I don't want to miss it anymore. I want to tell people about my Jesus. I want to share him. He lives in me. I want to take him to every place in Hamilton and New Zealand and wherever you will send me. And when Fungi goes to Zimbabwe, he will take the glory and the fire back to Zimbabwe. Yes, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just come. Just fill them to overflowing with your presence. Just let rid of guilt and condemnation go. All the past, let it go. That was the scripture that Robin spoke. Let all the guilt and condemnation, everything that you've been in, that's gone today. God say that I'm going to fill you up to overflowing with my presence. I want to love on you. I want to teach you. I want to give you wisdom and revelation. I want to give you new things in the Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Bring the angels in this room right now. Lord, let us be ones that say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let us be ones that clean the slate daily, that we may be used for your kingdom. Oh, God, just come and just dwell amongst. Just fill us. Oh, look, the angels have just come. Just, Lord, we pray the angelic realm to touch people afresh, to anoint. We've been told today that we are anointed to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. Anoint. I can just see the Holy Spirit just coming on. Woo, there, Graham, you're loaded. Woo, falling on people, just falling. Put the past behind you, yes. Can you just get behind Graham? I know you're being touched. He's just being filled to overflowing. Jake, I just see the Holy Spirit just over you. Just totally over you. Whoa. There's just a wind and a fire just coming in between, and God is just touching. Yeah, Nicholas, he's all over you. Bruce is all over you. Just, whoa, take it. And your friend, I forget his name all the time. Come. Fill Fungi, Sharon at the back. Thank you, Jesus. Let us be hungry for his presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, send the angels to anoint, to fill to overflowing with your presence. Fill, God's all over you. He's just filling you to overtop. Whoa, both of you, take it back to Melbourne. Thank you, Jesus. Can you stand with just filling? Yatney. Sounds like chutney, yatney. Holy Spirit, just come. He likes the joy and a bit of joy too. Let the joy come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill. Holy. Holy is the Lord. This worshiper. Just fill these two. Fill them for the kingdom. Oh, it's hard to go back to your message, isn't it? But I'm still the same, Briscoes. Still the same. But I have got... the Lord was just saying to me that everything we do is precious in His sight, but everything we do is for eternity. Every person we love and help is eternal. Every time we encourage people and pray for them is eternal. Only one life will soon be passed. That was a good... Only what's done for Christ will last. Eternal life is knowing God, an intimate, personal, which I've been saying before, relationship with Him. And, you know, I really do want to run the race set before me. I don't want to give up too early. I want to go right up until the Lord takes me home. Because whatever we do on earth is eternal. Everything we do is eternal. You know, this life is so quick. And, you know, every time I take a funeral, I'm going, that could be me there. But God's got me on this earth because I want to do more things for Him that is eternal. I want to speak into my sister's life eternal words. I want to speak and lead people into the kingdom. You know, a soul, there's going to be billions of souls saved in this time. And God is preparing us. And I feel that's what my message is today, is to take on eternity. You can't think about eternity. These children think, oh my goodness, we're so young. You know, eternity's like that. But when we get to glory, eternity goes on forever. And the beautiful things we do on earth goes on for eternity. Every good deed we do is for eternity. And it's really been speaking to me. And that's why I love talking to people. I love sharing about my Jesus. I don't know what God's done to me, but it's something's happened where I want to see souls saved. I want to see people touched. And you can go into any shop, whether it's Plutie or the other end, and you can speak about Jesus and people are ready to hear. Because what we're saying is for eternal. And, you know, and I just, the scripture I had in the front, because I forgot about that, but it was like the eyes go, where is it? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless towards Him. So His eyes are running to and fro saying, who can I use today? Holy, for the kingdom of God. Holy is the Lord. But, you know, His eyes are roaming, saying, who can I use? I can't use them. They're too busy watching this or doing this. I can't use them because they're not even praying or even in worship. Oh, there's one there that's got a heart after me. I want to use that one because that's going to be for eternity. And you know what I love more than anything? It says that God strengthens those. He strengthens us. When we go out to get other people into the kingdom or to pray for them and to heal them and to whatever. Words are coming out so fast because it's so in me. Because God, He strengthens us to do the work of the Lord. I really honestly was quite a shy child. I mean, I was always naughty. chattered, not naughty, but you know, I got into trouble for talking, but I found it very hard to pray out loud. I pray, you know, to share, I've got a scripture I really would like to share that, you know, and God was given, and I shake, and then the first time I got a prophetic word, I'm going, oh, my goodness, can I share this? And then, you know, you say a bit of it, and everybody's like, oh, that was what God was saying to me, you know, and as we step out, but I remember when I had to say, you know, Grace at Every Girls Rally, you know, my twin could just go on and pray and authority, and I'd go, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for our food." And I had it written down, "Amen." But God, as I've got into God, and God has become so much of me, I've got a long way to go, and God is cleaning me out, and I'm renouncing, and I'm getting rid of attitudes. But he's making me that I do not fear. I do not fear man. Because if we let man take over, and we only do what we feel people want to hear. And I, you know, I was like that for a wee while, and everybody says, "Get into breakthrough again, Trish." And I think, "Whoa, yeah, this is me." We've got to be who we are in God. But, you know, the eyes of the Lord. And then in 1 Peter 3:12, I like love this. "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." And that is, you know, he's looking for the ones that will serve him. And he hears every prayer. You know, if we feel we've got a prophetic word, I've prophesied over people that are sitting in a seat. And, you know, I'm going, "What if I'm so wrong?" But the Lord, you know, but you're in the Spirit. And it's just the greatest encouragement for that person. You know, that, I was with one time, I was in Melbourne. Good place, Melbourne. Good place. And there was this girl that looked really, just needed encouragement. And I just went over, I think Clive was with me, I went over to her and I said, "I just feel that you've got a lot of fear." But God said, you know, he doesn't want you to fear that in your circumstances it's all going to work out. And she just had tears. And it's like, God, that is so awesome. But everything we do is for eternity. Get your head around that. I never looked it up in the dictionary. But eternity, you know, it goes on forever and ever and ever. And what you do on earth is forever. The real blessings, the real rewards are not of this world. They are eternal. The things we do for God and his kingdom is everlasting. God is in a position to see everything that is done. Stop living in the opinions of others. Begin living in the opinions of heaven. And what I love in Ephesians 2:6, we are raised up together and he has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? All of us are seated together in heavenly places. Today we're heavenly places. Heavenly. It's wonderful. And that's eternal. But that's what the Lord said, that we are in heavenly places and we are going to feel heaven around us. I don't know, God is saying get on fire for his presence and get up into the heavenlies. You know, I one time I had a vision and I thought, oh, I saw these seats and I've said it before. And I pulled up my chair and there wasn't many people sitting with me in heavenly places. And I thought, where are they? And the Lord said, they're busy doing everything. You know, and we've got to make time to really sit with Jesus in heavenly places. That's how powerful it is. Wow. Now, can you feel an acceleration of what God is doing? There's something where he's heating us up and just saying, wow, we haven't got much time to waste. Even if it's another 50 years, use it for the kingdom of God. I won't be here in 50 years, but a lot of you still will be. You younger ones? Think about it. I don't care. You know, we go from here to glory. I'm going to be like Enoch. I'm going to be here one day and then, oh, Trisha's gone. She's in eternity, enjoying, rejoicing, praising God, singing in glory. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, I'll be looking in on the crowd of witnesses. I'll be these young ones. I'll be going, come on, you two. I'll be pushing in saying, whoa, come on. Yes. But my time's not up yet. In Ephesians 3:10-11, "To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church," that's us, "to the principalities and powers in the heavenly place, according to the eternal," hallelujah, "purpose, which is accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord." I think Robin and I, we kind of fit in today, don't we? It's awesome. But, you know, we are together, and as a church, we're going into heavenly places. And you young ones are going to get so on fire in the presence of God. You're going to have dreams and visions. You just watch this space, happy ones. It's going to happen. Do you know people in China and other have visions going to heaven? And that's what Jesus wants you to do. Be on fire for the kingdom of God. Just love it. God is loving on the children. There's going to be a real, you know, they're like the Jesus movement. What was it called, Clive? Jesus movement. It's going to be far greater than that, where souls are going to be saved all over the world.
All over the world. The Spirit is moving all over the world, as the prophet said would be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters come deep down in my heart. The Spirit is moving deep down in my heart, as the prophet said would be. Deep down in my heart, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, I love it! Woo! As a prophet said would be. It's true, isn't it, Trevor? Yes! The prophet said would be. All over the world, there's a new revelation. It's happening. And I just feel that's what God is, you know, doing with me in a way. I don't say this with pride. I'm saying it because I love sharing about Jesus, and it's an encouragement. You know, when people come, you go into a shop and someone says, "I need a huggle." Well, you know, it's lovely. I've got hugs to give away. If you want a hug, that's awesome. We've just got to let down all our, you know, it's English upper lip. And so you don't have it in Indonesia, do you? You're just free, aren't you, Phil? And on chutney. No, it's not chutney. I just think of chutney and I say your name. it's very similar. So I'm allowed to call it chutney. Just stand up here, sweetheart. When we were in Melbourne, the Holy Spirit was just flowing. Oh, no. You've got the anointing on you. And chutney here. She, the anointing was just falling, and it was, mantles were falling. And she, you had been praying for 15 years. Was that right? That you wanted a real touch from God. She was hungry. She was desperate. She was saying, "God, I want more." And then this chubby two ladies from New Zealand came, and we proclaimed over her, and the mantle of a shepherd's heart landed on her, and she just felt it. Can you share how you felt? Can you speak?
At that time. Yes, I felt in my heart here. It's like something shivering here too. Moving that way?
Yes.
So yes. Yeah. And it's so strong.
So strong. And you couldn't move or anything?
No. It was just the whole body shivering. Yes. Yeah. So it's amazing. Because I've been wanting that. A long time ago, I was touched the first time. Because we were from a church that is not a charismatic church. So we believe on Holy Spirit, but we will meet Him later on in our life when we die. That's how we believe, so I keep that in my heart. But one day, my daughter took us to church. That's how he touched me. I was just falling like that. And then I've been wanting that for so long. And when Trish and Helen came to Melbourne, I got that from the for after 15 years.
A long time, yes.
Yeah. We were just seeing that. We need more. Let's put your hands up. Can someone come around me? We're going to fill them up to overflowing. These two are desperate for the presence of God. And they've come to New Zealand, you know, to our church to be touched because they're hungry. They've come today to be because they're hungry for his presence. But you know what I want to say is we're all in a process on our way to eternity. And how do we you know how to prepare for eternity, don't you? I don't really need to tell you. You read the Word of God. You get into his presence, you know, and flowing with the Holy Spirit, soaking in the Holy Spirit. I just loved it today. I mean, I got into Benny Hinn's when I was in the shower, and he was going, you know, with his, everybody was going down, and so in the shower I go down. But it's like, but you know, he was just really just saying the intimacy of the Lord was so beautiful, you know, and how many people he's touched, you know. We know that he's gone through things, but he's got a heart after God, and the anointing he carries really is going to go on for eternity and eternity. I want it that I, right to my dying days, even on my deathbed, that I'm still can be able to share about Jesus. I'm not going anywhere for a long time, you've got me. But it's like eternity is forever and ever. Hallelujah. I just think, you know, and I just think soak your mind in his presence. Soak in the scriptures. Soak in the word. I've been just taking the scriptures because I'm a bit academic, but studying is not my thing. But I've just been saying, God, let this word go into my spirit. Let me drink it. Let it be in me. Give me a hunger for the word of God. We can do that. You know, some of us have got a natural love, you know, studying the word and that. I just love to read the scripture, and then I get all excited about what I've read, and then I'm in that, and that's okay too. But I just want to go further in the Word of God. He is the Word of God. He is in it, and we've got to know it, and we've got to proclaim the promises and just, you know, let it come into. I've got a new Bible, by the way. Did you see that? Chinny gave it to me, and he can't have it back. But it's like to get into the Word of God. I just pray, Lord, that every one of us, Lord, that you impart right now by the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, we will read it every day. We will want to read it. We will just want to get into the Word. Lord, that we will get revelation and wisdom, and our eyes and ears will be open as we read the Word of God. Lord, as we read, that's what we can give out. And, Lord, I pray, and, Lord, I just repent, Lord, for all of us, or some of us, Lord, that don't get into the Word like we should. And today we want to repent of that. Lord, we want to repent. Lord, we put other things in place. And Lord, we know how powerful your Word is. And Lord, we just say today, Lord, let the revelation of your word come in. Let it's life abundantly. It's living. It's living life. And Lord, let that life live in us, Lord, that we may be able to teach and preach and reach out to people and encourage with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. I think I just want to finish off here. I just see what I've got down here. No, we'll just I've talked about his goodness, but I just feel that, you know, God wants this ground here to be holy ground. We want this church to be used for his kingdom. We want him to build. And that's what we're praying as leaders, is just say, God, what are you saying? How do you want us to use this building for eternity? This is eternity. As I said before, the enemy robbed this building and made it into a brothel, and we've taken it back. And now we've got this for eternity. And you know, that is a blessing. And as you build and as you put your finances into it, there's a building fund, and I don't usually speak about finances, but as you sow into this church, you are part of eternity, of sowing into it, and in every way, this is your home. Yeah. And the other thing I'm going to do is Lynette and Clive and I and Stephen were talking about, you know, just putting something out that what you would like to do in the church. We want you to use your giftings. You know, we see it and we know, I'm getting to know you, but I really want to encourage you to be built up in the Holy Ghost, that you use your giftings so powerfully in this place and out there. It's really, you get touched here and you go out and be used for the kingdom of God. So we're really seeking God in this, and we want this church for eternity to be used in that way. You know, we are royal priests. I've got lots of good scriptures there, but we're ambassadors for Christ. And I saw that the American ambassadors leaving New Zealand to go back to America. But we are ambassadors, and we don't get picked up and leave. We are ambassadors for Christ for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, I just want you to come. Wow. Lord, I feel such an acceleration in the anointing that you've got us in. I just thank you that, Lord, the places that you're going to take each one. I pray even now that new anointings will fall upon people. Lord, I thank you that you send people out. And Lord, we know that some people will go out from this place to touch other nations. And Lord, we know that people are going to rise up in this place and take roles that are amazing in God. But Lord, it's for us to humble ourselves before you, that we can come into the place of true eternity, because it's all about you, knowing who you are, just seeking after you, going deeper and deeper into that. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, today that we will want to go and just go deeper into your presence. You know, there is a hell, and no churches use it, but I had a vision of people going to hell, and I hated it. And I'm just saying, God, we need to get people into the kingdom. Don't we get blasé? And I just want God to quicken us by the Holy Spirit of the seriousness of the hour. Now, I remember years ago being in a church, and all we talked about when we got out of church was the hats and what we were wearing and everything else. Nothing about the Lord. And that just breaks. I've repented of that, because I want you to go out and talk about Jesus. I want you to go out and touch people for Jesus this very day. I want you to love on one another. Marriages to love on one another. Courage. This is eternity. What we do even with our spouses and wives and that is for eternity. Everything is for eternity. And we don't want what the enemy wants to do to us, do we? We're over that. You know, we were kind of under attack, and I'm going, no, we don't have to take this. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've got a sword of the Spirit. The enemy is defeated. The enemy is under my feet. Chom, chom, chom. There he is. Greater. You know, he is greater as he that is in me. He is in us. We're exploding with the anointing of God. Whew, I'm exploding. I don't think I could preach anymore. Father, I just thank you for today, and I just pray that, Lord, we get eternity into our spirits. And as we worship you now, that, Lord, in our heart, as even Robin said today, that we say yes to you, Jesus. We say yes for the newness of what you're doing, and breakthrough, and Holy Spirit, our identity's in you.